This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are dealing with a storm that could shatter records. The fierce storm led to two deaths in the Seattle area, flooded highways in Northern California, and has also been battering Oregon. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Flooding was reported across the San Francisco Bay Area, closing streets in Berkeley, inundating Oakland's Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and overflowing rivers in Napa and Sonoma counties. Power poles were downed, and tens of thousands of people in the North Bay were without electricity.
The Weather Service says heavy rain and mountain snow will continue to batter the West Coast over the next day or so. How do you feel about new taxes on billionaires? Key Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board with new White House proposals that would help pay for President Biden's big domestic policy bill. The AP's Julie Walker.
A person who requested anonymity to discuss Manchin's position tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach on the tax proposals. Biden spent hours yesterday at his home in Delaware with Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Democrats are trying to wrap up talks on the social services and climate change package. What had been a sweeping $3.5 trillion plan is now being eyed at $1.75, though it could still climb higher. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington is said to be deeply alarmed by this, but there's apparently been a coup in Sudan. Military forces arrested the acting prime minister. The leading general is announcing that he's dissolving the government. He's declared a state of emergency. The World Meteorological Organization, the UN Weather Agency, is warning the greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year. A spokesman says, and this is a quote, "We are way off track." This is AP News. Now to the tragic incident involving actor Alec Baldwin and that deadly shooting on a movie set.
Bit by bit, we're learning more about what happened on the set of Rust before Thursday's tragedy that killed the movie's cinematographer. New court records released yesterday contained the account of a camera operator for Rust. Reed Russell told a detective that Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on the set. He says he recalls that one time Baldwin made sure that a child actor was nowhere near him when firearms were in use. In the fatal incident, Russell says Baldwin was rehearsing a scene in which he was to draw his gun and point it at the camera. Before that, Russell says assistant director Dave Halls handed a weapon to Baldwin and declared it a cold gun, meaning that it would be safe to use. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Jay Black has died, the front man for the 1960s rock band Jay and the Americans. He was 82. Complications from pneumonia, said a bandmate. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.